The program begins in rural Arkansas, where Jacob Goodwin grew up. That's where we meet his mom, Tamara.
This here is my world, okay? I go to Walmart, I go have lunch with my friends, I come home, I make sure my husband's got his clothes washed and his supper done. I raise my children. I just want to live my life and love my children and my family.
She says she's not interested in politics, nor is her husband, Scott. They insist they're not racist, but feel their son did something noble when he and several others attacked a black man.
He said, Mom, this white man was getting beat up. And I said, oh my God, what did y'all do? He said, we're retaliated. We couldn't let him get beat up.
He's just a political prisoner.
After their son's arrest, a group came forward to befriend the couple. It's called the Shield Wall Network, and it's headed by Billy Roper, a white nationalist who claims his race is on the verge of extinction. The Southern Poverty Law Center says he's the voice of violent neo-Nazism in America.
Black lives don't matter. White lives matter. We built this world. We built this country.
But Roper provides financial and legal assistance to Goodwin's parents, and they're grateful.
There is no way in this whole world I live the rest of my life that we can ever, ever repay you.
Tamara Goodwin invites Shield Wall troops to train on her property. And Scott, who served in the U.S. military, agrees to instruct.
For visual effects, you get 15, 20 guys all dressed in the same uniform holding shields and their boots on a pavement. It has a psychological effect on people. It intimidates people. And that's basically what you want.
Oh, word!
This is changing me. It's changing the person I am. Anger does make you look at things differently. You begin to say, look, I don't care how you feel about me. The only people helping my son are these people.
Anytime they want to come here and train, I'll feed them. I made friends. Through Jacob being in jail, I've made great friends. I've met great people.
The parents attend a group meeting and get their son on FaceTime from the Albemarle County Jail.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Jacob.
How's it going?
I'm doing all right. I'm alive in here. They're making it nice and comfortable for the darky friends in here, so at least we can reap the benefits, right? All I got to say is if this is all those commie bastards got, I'm doing all right. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Jacob's older brother, Dustin, is also featured.
Me and my parents have never really seen eye to eye since I was probably 15. I had had enough of religion and racism. I'm not into either one of those things.
He joined the Marines when he was 17, and today he's suspicious of people like Billy Roper.
People that have an agenda, and they need other people to parrot their agenda, and they find people that are easily manipulated. Males between the age of, 17 to 25 that don't have a career, don't have anything steady in their life, that's a pretty easy target.
But by the program's end, it's clear that Jacob Goodwin's parents have also joined the white nationalist movement. The documentary is called Path to Radicalization. It's available on YouTube. I'm Sandy Houseman.